little BB King and Eric Clapton.
Wake up, everyone.
Wake up.
Strange Christian radio program.
Reminds me of our guest today.
Amen. $100 on a Cupid doll. No pretty chick is gonna make me cry. I'll let you tie this one in. Bo Mitchell and Bob Belch, you get the blessing. It's already happening.
Okay, the line's coming up while we picked it. Pretty quick. Riding with the king today, Bo.
Amen.
We ride with both kings, the King of Kings, and, of course, our good friend Chuck King, who's our guest today. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, it's good to be here, guys.
Chuck is our stand-in host when Bob and I have to leave town to play Augusta National.
Yeah, or when there's something fun to be done, I have to clean up the mess, right?
You do, and you're great at it, so it's good to have you on the other side of the room today as a guest.
It's more fun to be on this side of the room.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you'll have fun at our expense.
I will.
So, Bob, how are you?
You know, I'm great. How are you doing this morning? I know what your answer is. Never better.
Never better. This is my best day ever. But I know there are people who are struggling, and we do this show every week just to encourage you. So stay tuned and listen to our nonsense and listen to whatever pearls of wisdom Chuck might have to share with us today. Where do we start with this guy?
Well, I mean, there's probably people that have heard Chuck when he's filled in for us, and others that maybe have heard him when we've had him as a guest before. But Chuck, why don't you kind of just review a little bit, you know, a little bit about your background, who you are, and for those that have no clue who Chuck King is.
Well, the good news is when you get to be old, you got a lot of experience no matter what, right? And I'm in my fifth career. I'm currently a professor at Colorado Christian University. I was the dean of the School of Business there for about 12 years. I'm of counsel to a law partner of mine and still practice law. And so that's kind of what I do lately, and hang out with you guys and go to Narrow Gate and try to get the Word of God out there.
He's also a recovering FBI agent.
I am a recovering FBI agent, and I know things about you guys that I can't tell you.
And some of your best stories, Bob. Some of your best stories are from that era of your life.
And my kids tell me that I get better every time I tell them.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to be.
You know, Chuck does a heck of a job teaching at Narrowgate, one of our speakers, and I always like being there when Chuck is up on deck.
Yeah,
so you're coming from what I consider to be the best Bible teacher I've ever heard. That's a high compliment.
Well,
passed me right over.
Well, yeah, Bo, you're all right, too.
I know what you're saying.
We have a good time. It's good being part of the team.
Hey, you have to have, you know, regular
comic relief
and light.
That's right.
Cola or beer. I was going to say, Jim Payden is a big part of what we do on Wednesdays at Narrow Gate, our friend Jim, and he heard about us on this radio broadcast. So 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Just drop by if you want to, Glenmore Country Club. We do it at a country club because the prices, believe it or not, are great. It's a classy place to meet. Guys come from as far north as Broomfield and as far south as
Colorado Springs.
To Mexico City.
I was going to say Arapahoe Road. But, yeah, you're welcome to come and just sit in. Bob Belts, Chuck King are two of our speakers, and it drops off fast from there with Luis Villarreal and me. But 11:30, seriously, if you're listening and want to come by, you'll get to hear Chuck.
No jeans. Because I wear jeans every day except on Wednesday when I have to put pants on.
I think Bob would agree with me that the better part of being there, the teaching is okay, but what's the real class act there is the fellowship. Yeah. I've never been with a group of guys like that.
Great group of guys, and you get a chance to really know some guys around the table, and it's a great event. I actually got the idea for Highline having a meal around tables as part of our worship experience from what I saw happening at Narrowgate. I thought, why wouldn't you do that at a church? Because it's cool.
It works. It is cool.
And I actually started that at Narrowgate from watching Chuck's wife Janine and my wife Gary serve as MOPS mentors, mothers of preschoolers. That's what they do. They drop their kids off in a hallway at church. We call that the hall of pain because the kids seem to be screaming. And then they come and sit down and get a nice meal, some encouraging words from other ladies that have little midgets running around, driving them crazy. And it's a cool thing. So see how it all just is all kind of connected.
It is. It really is. We haven't had an original idea in years.
Yeah. Chuck, we want to jump into this event we have coming up. And I know you do a lot of things at CCU, but this is one of your favorites.
It is. The Values Line Leadership Summit. I think we're in our ninth year, and I think you were, Bo, you were keynote. We've come up a long way since then. You were our keynote about 7 years ago, as I recall.
You called me on a Thursday night about 9:30, said somebody canceled, and asked me if I'd speak the next morning.
That's not exactly how it happened, but you were great. But and the reason you were great is because this is an event where we try to get a group of executives and leaders from the Christian community and the business community in general together with our students, because the students today really lack role models. I'm sure, Bob, as a pastor, it's one of the challenges you have. Where do you find role models for the young people today? And so the purpose of the Values Aligned Leadership Summit is to get our students together with a group of people who are out there doing it right. And this year's theme is fantastic, and it's our keynote speaker is Chuck Colson, who absolutely needs no introduction. Getting him here is just a major coup. And, of course, he's a friend of our president, Bill Armstrong, which helped a little bit in getting him here. But you could take Chuck Colson out of the program, and it would still be an unbelievable program because we have Dr. Timothy George, who's the dean of the Beeson School of Divinity at Samford University, and he's also the editor, executive editor of Christianity Today. We have Kerry Summers coming. Bo, you know Kerry Summers. He's a founder of the Nehemiah Group, which is a fantastic organization that consults in creating for-profit ministries. And he's been the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, the CEO of, the vice president of ProBass Warehouse, and the CEO of Silver Dollar City, which is, by the way, if you don't know this, the family that operates Silver Dollar City is the second largest operator of theme parks in the world. And he ran that organization for quite some time. And now he's off consulting with Christian organizations who are creating for-profit ministries. He's worked with the Creation Museum. He's currently working with the Ark Project. You saw the plans for that, Bo. They're building a life-size Ark back in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati needs a life-size
Ark. They do.
And, how can you say that? There's somebody listening to this program that was born and raised in Cincinnati.
See, and they would validate that.
That's why they moved here.
And then in addition to those two, Chuck Colson is our keynote speaker at breakfast, and Dr. Timothy George is our keynote speaker at lunch. And in between, we have executive business panelists, the guy who's the head of the John Horan Cates, who's the president of the Vail Leadership Institute, retired chairman of Cornerstone Brands, Dick Gale, Kevin Boren, who's the president of 7TIX, and Mike Berry, who's a principal of Morningstar Properties. Just a terrific panel of people who are out there doing it. And again, the theme is do the right thing. And that's Chuck Colson's new ministry. I saw him recently talking about this, and he said this is his swan song. This is what he wants to leave as his legacy, is how do we build character into the next generation of leaders.
And he's probably as good as we got on our side presenting the gospel or speaking on any topic. He is a gifted communicator, I would say, wouldn't you?
He is. He is. You haven't asked me when it was going to be.
Wait.
I think I know.
Go ahead.
When's it going to be?
When is it going to be?
April the 7th, 2011. We start at 7 o'clock in the morning, it goes through lunchtime. And in addition to those other speakers, I think you know Mac McQuiston, Bo, from CEO Forum. He's going to be there.
Great guy.
Just a great group of people. And the greatest part of the day is you'll get to sit around the table with a group of students. There'll be four students and four executives at each table. And they get to sit around and talk about the issues of life. When I've talked to attendees in the past, they've said it's unbelievable to get to visit with a college student. about what's going on. They get asked questions that they've never been asked before.
And if I can only come for part of this day, is that a problem?
Not as long as you want to pay the whole fare. That's great.
And how much is that?
That's $100 for an individual, which is a great price to hear. Well, that includes the breakfast, the lunch, and all of these speakers.
Wow.
And, of course, we'd love to have table sponsors. You can get a whole table for $1,500. You can be a sponsor up to $25,000. We have a couple $25,000 sponsors.
And I hope somebody listening will stop right now and write this down. It's called the Vals Conference. Sponsored by CCU, but probably has a lineup this year better than any year we've had since the year I was speaking.
It's an amazing lineup, and you can find out about it at www.ccu.edu/vowels. Or you can just call Colorado Christian University at 303-963-3160 to get information about it.
So let's talk about, in general terms, why a conference like this is necessary. So, Bob, you got people that still are confused about wearing a hat on Sunday mornings that fits for a Christian world and then wearing a hat the rest of the time that maybe is in the business community, or maybe they have another hat they put on when they're involved in a political issue. But it's just supposed to be one hat, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, if you think about where we, you know, most of us get kind of our spiritual input and training, churches on Sunday mornings. Generally speaking, the focus there is always going to be, you know, on kind of your relationship with God and kind of the basics of the spiritual life. You rarely get, you know, something that is dealing with from someone that's living in the business community that's, you know, fleshing this out. And what does that look like? What does that mean? And so, I mean, CCU is doing a great service to the community to kind of pull these kind of guys together, and a great opportunity for, again, men in the marketplace, which really is, you know, that's primarily where, you know, most people are living their faith out and need this kind of help to kind of say, what does that look like? Get some great role models, as Chuck said. So we are grateful. You know, those of us that are kind of on the church side of things are grateful when somebody like CCU steps up and does something like this.
You know, as you can tell, I'm quite passionate about this. And part of the reason is...
You created it.
I started teaching ethics about 12 years ago. I know that you think it's funny that an attorney teaches ethics. You remind me of that all the time. But I started teaching ethics to business students about 12 years ago, and I realized that they really had a skewed view of the world, because when they look at business executives, the ones they see are on the front page of the paper who are involved in the latest Ponzi scheme or the latest stock scandal. And they begin to ask, is anybody out there doing it the right way? And can you be successful and do it the right way? And that's a great question, isn't it, Bob?
It's a great question. And then furthermore, I mean, if you're asking those kind of questions as a young person, then where do you find these kind of mentors? So, again, you're doing a tremendous service to pull these guys together like this.
So we're talking about April 7th. We're talking about registration at 7 a.m. And all day you're going to be filled with information and motivation and instruction and input from these students that probably will live with you forever, certainly well beyond just this day. So sometimes the toughest step's the first one. Make a commitment to show up and bless yourself by being a part of it. And for $100, you can buy one ticket, but we'd recommend a couple of you all jot this down and buy a whole table, $1,500. It's a good investment in your own future, and it's a good investment in the lives of these young people that are going to get to meet you and encounter you there and interact with you that day. So how many people would we like to give $1,500 today from this program? Three?
Oh, I think we ought to have at least 20.
20 would work for me, especially at my present commission rate.
That's right.
Just kidding. You know, Chuck, are you emceeing?
I'll be there for emceeing for part of the day. We're going to have sort of rotating MCs this year because we have such a full panel. But, you know, again, Bob, I've heard you teach about this. We don't have the ability to leave a lot behind. I still think back When you guys did Rich Beach's funeral, which was just an unbelievable event in my life, and thinking of the legacy that he left, we don't have much of an opportunity. We can make millions of dollars, but we don't leave much behind except the imprint we make on people's lives. And this is an opportunity to leave an imprint on the next generation of leaders. Spending time with these students could be the most important investment you ever make.
Yes, for a guy like Chuck King to commit his life to this university, for a guy like Bill Armstrong, who frankly, if he'd have stayed on the track he was on and wanted to do it, possibly could be our president today, not just of the school of the United States. Instead, he chooses to become president of CCU is quite a statement by these guys. And y'all are being blessed by pouring your lives into these young lives that you're influencing.
It is truly a blessing to get to spend time with these kids and try to help them find the right answers. I tell all my students, you know, when you get out into the workplace, within the first week, you're going to face your first ethical issue. You're going to be asked to do something. And if you haven't thought about it in advance, what am I going to do when I get asked to do something that I think is wrong? You're going to end up in a bad place.
Yeah, so go in prepared with some anchors in the ground in terms of your faith and leaders like you're going to meet at this Vows conference. So Chuck Colson, explain to everybody who he is for those that may be younger than us.
Well, as you probably know, Chuck Colson was a part of the infamous Watergate team with Dick Nixon, ended up going to prison as a result of his involvement there, and came out of that and found the Lord and created Prison Fellowship Ministry, and has given his life to helping people realize the higher values in life and what it's like. And he's made I think Chuck Colson has probably impacted about as many people as anybody I can think of.
Amen. Me too. Through his writing, his teaching, his example, he's amazing. And another amazing person that we have on this program from time to time and does a lead-in for us every week is your president, Bill Armstrong. Give me a few highlight reels of Bill.
I tell you, Bill Armstrong is one of my life heroes, and the reason is because he is so steady. He came to CCU, to Colorado Christian University, as our president. I happen to have been on the search committee, and we thought we were going to interview him, and he came into the room and interviewed us for about 4 hours and said, if I come to this university, we will drive a stake in the ground here, and this is what we will stand for. We will be conservative Christians. We will know what the gospel is all about. We will be there to teach in support of the gospel. We'll be there to teach in support of free market economics. And he went right down the line, and in the 3 years, 4 years now he's been there, he has checked off every one of those boxes. And I tell you, we're one of the few universities of our size that's growing right now. There are universities of our size laying off people around the country. And we have people coming to CCU because they know what we stand for. Mm-hmm. They know what they're going to get in the classroom. And it's because of the roadmap that Bill put before us.
So hitchhike on Bill's celebrity, if that's the right word. Because some of these speakers would not be showing up, as Chuck said earlier, if it wasn't for Bill Armstrong being a former senator and being plugged in with these guys. So jump into it. Treat yourself to a day of learning and, like I said earlier, getting fired up yourself in your own life. And I like the fact you two guys are stronger than bear's breath in your own fields. You guys aren't Daffy Ducking this. You're not dinking around. You're living it out, and you want to be stronger and better at what you have been called to do than some people think Christians are supposed to be. I mean, it doesn't say in there, check your brain and your butt in at the front door when you become a Christian. It says, hey, be all you can be. God gave you the gifts. Now let's go get it. Isn't that correct, Bob?
I'm not exactly sure the way you quoted that is the way it is. But you do have a unique way of communicating, doesn't he, Chuck?
He does. He can tie scripture into things that I never thought of.
And he can interpret scripture in a way that's quite
right. That's right.
Appreciate you guys sitting at my feet for this.
That's the gospel according to Bo, I believe.
I've rewritten just parts of it. I like telling people, work harder. Be better prepared. There's no conflict between being God's man or God's woman and being the fastest, strongest, best athlete or businessman or woman, whatever.
Well, and I tell you what, it's a time in this country when we need to trace our roots back, and that's one of the things that Bill Armstrong and Colorado Christian University is about right now, is saying, you know, let's go back to the founding principles and let's get this country back on the right track. And it starts with these individual students, the individual lives, understanding where our Constitution came from, understanding natural law and the principles that our founders based the country on, because they are Christian principles.
Yeah, that's true. And we'll hear some of that at Vows that day, I'm sure.
We will.
So it's some note-taking, but don't be gun-shy about walking into the room. It's for women, too, right?
It is, absolutely. One of the things we're looking for is women executives who are willing to mentor young women.
So don't be shy about signing up, and let's go back to all the information again. How can they get in touch?
They can contact us at www.ccu, that's Colorado Christian University, www.ccu.edu/vows.
Gee, I'm not going to remember any of that. Is there a phone number?
Well, I'm assuming you're going to put this information on your website for us, but the phone number is 303-963-3160.
Yeah, it will be on our website.
And it's the 7th of April.
It's the 7th of April.
So come to this, get fired up, call your accountant, pay your taxes, and finish off April with a stride that you haven't had before.
And it's at the Hyatt Regency Tech Center, and so we will be filling up, so get your reservations in early.
Well, you're listening to Chuck King. I'm Bo Mitchell. Bob Belts is my co-host. This is called You Get the Blessing, and each week we try to introduce you to people like Chuck that are doing things to bless this community and this state and this world. And Chuck, I know you would walk out of here somewhat sad today if we didn't let you talk about your wife, because you always like to talk about the beautiful.
You know, I was hoping you were going to mention the lovely Janine.
The lovely Janine, excuse me.
Because she got me all pumped up and ready to come to see you this morning, and she said, go out there and see if you can help Bo's character.
Thank you, Janine, and our wives do have fun doing mops.
They do.
So, Bob, as we're wrapping up here, would you just say, in the marketplace, we can turn this around and live Christ in every situation if we just do a little upfront work and pay attention?
Yeah, and I think we need each other. I think that's a big bonus to have a narrow gate and things like narrow gate. And if you're out there today and you're trying to do this on your own, and you know, I would just encourage you to try and find a group of men or women that are, you know, in the marketplace trying to serve Christ, and know you're always welcome to come join us at narrow gate and 11:30, as you said, Bo, on Wednesdays at Glenmore Country Club, because I think doing it together and being in the deal together and really being there to help each other, encourage each other, challenge each other is a critical part of doing this. So,
and we're normally not. Go ahead, Chuck. Excuse me.
I was just going to tell you, by the way, Bo, I just got late breaking news a few days ago that I think your good friend Jim Daly is going to be at Vals this year as well.
Good.
From Focus on the Family.
President of Focus on the Family, great guy, great people. And they're doing a lot of incredible work around the world. So we're normally not selling on here. We're normally just sharing, but today we're selling a little bit to encourage you to go to Colorado Christian University's Vals Conference, Values Aligned Leadership Summit. And it's April 7th. It's at 7 a.m. Right out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Tech Center. Costs $100 a head. And if you don't feel like going or you're out of town and can't, still get the information from our website on Vals and maybe sponsor a table or sponsor a handful of tickets just so other people can go who may not be able right now to afford that $100 but need to go desperately. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. I've heard Colson 3 or 4 times. I heard him one Easter morning, and it's, as I look back on it, it was the best Easter I ever had in my life, because Colson is, he's eloquent, he's peaceful, he's got the pedigree, the experience, but he is a gifted communicator. You'll never forget what you hear from Chuck that day, not to mention some of these other speakers. It's going to be a good day.
It's a good opportunity to get a group of your business associates. Bring them, buy a table and bring them and expose them to something they've maybe never heard before.
And I wasn't joking earlier. It'd be best if you could catch it as a complete package from 7 to 4. But if you got to put in a couple hours, just come when you can and go and come back for more. But you'll be blessed by doing it. So thank you, Chuck King.
Thank you guys for letting me be here. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I feel a little more spiritual when I'm in the room with the two of you.
Because of that segment that I presented today, correct?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to go try and find what Bible that came out of.
Well, thank you folks for listening too. And for some of you that email us or call us or just tell us when we run into you, it's encouraging for us to know somebody's out there listening and being blessed by meeting our guests. So, Bob, we'll see you next week right here.
See you then, Bo.